The evening of October 8th, as the fires approached his home, Ray Krause had a strong feeling of deja vu.
At the night of the fire, after laying out our houses and evacuating our families, I sat on the deck and watched its progress and recalled when I worked for the county in the 70s, mapping all of the historic fires. We went to the Department of Forestry and they had paper maps showing where everything had previously burned. So this crosshatch area is where we had previous burns. And I described this to Chris Schaefer, one of my friends who was there with me. And when he left Monday morning, this was Sunday night, he went and visited a GIS guru of his who immediately built a map. And so these colored points are the Tubbs Fire. The hatch mark is 1964. And then it's also interesting to note that these same areas burned in 39 and 08.
That's right. You've heard of and perhaps seen maps of the overlay between the 1964 fires and last fall's. But the 20th century had already provided a couple of examples of why building in a fire-prone area could be dangerous. Krause gave an opinionated history, starting in the 19th century, of how society has tried to balance the needs and rights of individual property owners versus the common good.
The burning question is, how do we end up building so many houses where they burn down? And I guess the dilemma is it possible to achieve the common good? Land use decisions are dominated by an attitude of private property rights. I have the right to do anything I want with my land. And when I look at this picture, it's a house I drove by frequently in over the years. Should I have to pay taxes to protect that home because it's placed in a place that's indefensible? Should I have to pay higher insurance rates because this house is going to burn down because it wasn't thoughtfully built? Or should there be some land use regulation or some means by which the public collectively can establish rules that make the outcome more equitable? So land use regulation is really the balance between the public trust and private property rights. And it's driven, like all things in this world, we always say, follow the money. It's driven by who pays and who profits. Public trust are the air we breathe, the water that falls from the sky, the land that we all walk on, the animals and the plants that occupy the landscape that we share. All of those things are affected in some way or another when someone exercises their private property rights.